off with Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I'm going to show you, if I was a pilot and I was on a date, how I would reveal that information.
All
okay?
Right.
Ask me what it is I do.
What do you do for a living, Colonel?
I'm a pilot. Just try it.
I'm a pilot.
I'm Josephine in my flying machine going up. She goes up, she goes up, up, a little bit higher. Oh my, the moon is on fire. Come Josephine in my flying machine going up. All on goodbye.
This is Just Plane Radio. Greg, your co-pilot. That's Mailaw, Captain Dennis. And we got Tom Haynes working with us today, but also Matt, who has flown around the world, among other things. And in his off time, I guess he developed this crazy app that seems to be doing quite well right now. Dennis, you're a fan. Is that a fair assumption?
I haven't had it. I've only had it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But it definitely is checking the boxes for me. And I'm very interested to see, you know, as it starts to grow and mature as well, as the more features come in. You know, obviously, I'd love to see it, you know, integrate with Avidyne so that I can upload flight plans, but I can also key into the dash quite easily. You know, it doesn't save me that much time.
Well, there you
but
go.
But it'll be nice to have the full integration.
Absolutely.
That's coming, so don't worry about it.
Okay, yeah. See?
I know.
They're listening
that's what I'm
to their
I'm here to help you. If
customers.
You need somebody to test it, just
yeah.
Let me.
Yeah, no, we'll do that, because actually one of the hangups on that right now is just testing it, because I don't have Avidyne. So,
well,
you know, it's that kind of thing that does go a long way in helping. But
well,
yeah, we're adding, you know, constantly things like that. And we're basically just trying to position this where, you know, it's a 30-day free trial and then $100 a year. And that's really our baseline, but that includes all of the features that everybody else has, you know, at a premium. And that's really where we get started. And that's the jumping off point to go do, I think, the really cool things that, you know, nobody has ever even thought about up until now.
Well, there you go. And Matt, how can they get it if they want to try it out?
Yeah, it's called 8Flight. It's on the App Store. It works on iPhone, iPad, and Mac. You can go to 8flightapp.com to learn more. And there's a 30-day free trial, and then it's $99 a year.
Okay. Now, we just kind of glanced over it, but we mentioned that Matt's flown around the world twice. And the second time has been documented on a Disney Plus show. Is that what's going on right now or what?
Right. Yeah. There's a show on Disney Plus and Hulu called The Worst Trip Around the World.
Huh.
And it's basically this comedy. It's mostly in Spanish. I don't speak any Spanish, which kind of adds to the comedy.
Yeah.
But there's English subtitles. And basically me and this Mexican comedian decide to go fly around the world and, you know, have different comedian guests along the way. And it turned out to be pretty funny. You know, there was a point where Disney came to me and originally this was going to be kind of an adventure travel show. And they said, well, you know, what if it was a comedy? And I kind of remember thinking, well, what do I care if it's funny? They're giving me a TBM to go fly around the world, you know, paying me to do it.
Right.
That's
but
funny,
I was like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I was like, yeah, sure.
It almost sounds like a setup for a punking type of show to me, but I... But it was legit, though, huh?
Well, Johnny Knoxville wasn't invited,
right.
So you're okay.
But no, it turned out really well, and it was just a ton of fun, and it I think it's really funny.
Yeah, and so you guys filmed the process of flying around the world, and how long did that trip take you exactly time wise?
Yeah, really about I guess kind of 6 months. You know, we shot it. You know, we go fly somewhere, shoot there for a week, go to the next place, shoot there for a week, do that. 3 or 4 weeks, airline home for a couple weeks, everybody can take a break and then go back. So it's a little bit different than flying around the world, you know, certainly by yourself, but now having, you know, other people in the plane and a whole film crew that goes everywhere and stuff like that. So it kind of, you know, the logistics become a little more rigid.
Yeah.
Which was also interesting. And actually one of the ways that, you know, there was a point on the trip where I was adding more and more forecasts to 8Flight because I was like, I need to know what the weather's going to be doing on Thursday. So I know if we're like actually going to be able to shoot this thing, you know, on Thursday, if we need to bump it to Friday and these kinds of things.
Right.
And so it came in handy for that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was a little different. And of course, you know, there were some things where we're doing, you know, VFR sightseeing flights in whatever random country. And that's the kind of thing that tends to vary a lot from country to country. And so, you know, you jump in and sometimes you, you know, you go to the airport, you go to, you know, some flight plan office, talk to ATC and you're like, here, this is what we want to do. And they're trying to figure out how do we make this happen? Because you're at some big air carrier airport in Morocco and, you know, they don't have somebody in a TBM go want to do laps around the pattern or something, you know, on the daily. And so, you know, let's talk to this guy, talk to this guy. And then they're like, well, just write this in the flight plan and see if they let you do that. And if they don't let you do that, then try this. And, you know, so we'd have a kind of plan A, B, and C. So some of those kinds of things got a little interesting and kind of fun. But yeah, it was a little different than doing it in the Bonanza for sure.
Well, I'm sure. So and
it makes you enjoy the freedom we have in this country of just being able to take off and fly on a whim.
Right.
There's nothing like flying outside North America that will make you appreciate, really, I mean, outside the U.S., but Canada's, you know, pretty easy too. But outside the U.S. and Canada, you know, there's nothing that'll make you appreciate the freedom we have here more than trying to fly in some other country.
Well, is that why it's called the worst trip in the world, or what you say? Is that, do I have that right?
It certainly could be.
I haven't seen it yet. Now I'm totally intrigued because you say you don't speak Spanish. The guy you were flying with is a Mexican comic. So was he telling jokes and you didn't get it until they were interpreted to you, or how did that work?
Sometimes, but yeah, no, I mean, you know, he's just this really funny guy, you know, very high energy. You know, I don't know how to describe it other than that he's just, you know, one of the funniest people I've ever met. You know, so we just had a lot of fun, and, you know, then bring along different comedian guests that he typically knew and that sort of thing. And so it would just be a ton of fun, and everybody's bouncing off the walls. And one of the cool things really was, you know, basically none of these people had ever been in a small plane before. So there's kind of this element of like getting to share that with them. They're also, you know, having a lot of fun with it in the process, but, you know, it's kind of this, I don't know, this getting to share with people what it's like to, you know, share some of these adventures with people that have never done something like that before. And, you know, we're flying over the Grand Canyon and they're just like, wow, you can do this.
Right. Yeah, well, I'm sure you're getting a lot of their experience just by the expressions and actions that they take beyond the words, right?
So and there are subtitles. So, you know, now I know what they were saying, but
Now you're laughing hysterically. At the time, you're like, okay, he's a little nutty.
Even at the premiere, you know, I was talking to some of the Disney execs and they were like, they were asking me, you know, if I had seen the show before or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I'd seen the first episode, but not with subtitles. And I was like, I knew it was really funny, but like now it's actually really funny that I know what's going on and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Once they explain the joke to you, it's hilarious. Kind of like this show.
How many of the subtitles were them making fun of you that you didn't know about it at the time?
You were the
brunt of the joke.
I had a pretty good idea, but I didn't know the specifics. But there's definitely some instances of that, and just, you know, it's really funny. And part of it too is, I mean, you really have to. I wish they would have dubbed it in English, because there's sometimes they're talking so fast, you know, and because he's got to get in, you know, something that makes this thing really funny, and he's just rattling something off, and you've got to read the subtitles really fast, otherwise you miss it. And it's very fast paced, and it turned out really well.
Well, there you go. And I mean, this came to be because you were just talking to them and they knew you wanted to fly around the world, or hey, we got this plane, we're looking for a pilot that can do this for us, or how did that come to be?
I got an email one day that was like, hey, you know, we like your YouTube channel. We want to make a TV show like that. Mm-hmm. And I get from time to time, you know, some production company reaching out, and sometimes it's things like, you know, they want to recut some YouTube content to, you know, syndicate on TV internationally or whatever. And a lot of times it's just like these idea stage things where they're, you know, pitching some other TV network or something like that. And so, a lot of times it doesn't actually go anywhere. Right. And so I was kind of like, okay, whatever. And then I remember looking at the email address saying, you know, @disney.com. And I was like, huh, this one might actually be legitimate. And, you know, turns out it was, but that was back in 2020. They wanted to go start filming in 6 months, and then COVID happened. And they said, well, 6 months later and 6 months later and 4 years later, you know, we finally had a plane and went
Goofy
and did it.
Finally, green lighted it. That's
exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's awesome.
They wanted to do it in the Bonanza, but I said, you know, that I've been there, done that. And especially if you want to add, you know, another person or two and a camera,
you're going to need
like,
a bigger plane.
That's never going to work.
Right.
Yeah. I was like, you're going to need a TBM 850. And they said, sure.
Yeah. Didn't take much when they threw that at.
Should have went higher.
Yes.
Right.
Well, that's good stuff.
I tried, but they didn't want something that felt, you know, too big to not seem like a small plane. Right. And so that's where we kind of settled on, well, the TBM kind of fits all the, checks all the boxes there.
Absolutely. And once again, the name of the show is
The Worst Trip Around the World.
And it's airing on Disney Plus right now. Go check it out. Matt Guthmiller. There you go. And you heard him here on Just Plane Radio. On that note, we're going to wrap it up. Till next time, remember, there's no better high
than learning to fly. Learning to fly.
Just Plane Radio is brought to you by JustPlaneRadio.com.
I say we take off and nuke the entire site from orbit.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
It's the only way to be sure.
Just Plane Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
But just plain wrong.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at JustPlaneRadio.com.
I'm going to lead my people up to the radio tower.
So tell a friend and take off every week with Just Plane Radio.
And I'm going to make a call.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.